Oh, well.
Well, that's probably enough. I didn't know. Nathan's going to take the last item.
You never know. You never know.
Item number 9.
From Interim Chief Informational Officer, IMSD, information report regarding Capital Project W0444, Electronic Medical Record System. This item is also to the Committee on Health and Human Needs, and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the Committee.
Mr. Fulai?
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Pinella had a level of opportunity with the Committee Exec, so she apologizes for not being here, so I will request on her behalf. The view provided, Mr. Chairman, is members of the committee, good morning to all of you. What we have provided is an information report on a electronic medical records evaluation that we're doing for both the shells as well as the PhD. And this process, when IMSD started the process, we actually started it with an RFP process to select a program manager who managed this. And my firm was selected to start the evaluation process. What we have done here is we provided for your benefit the phases that will take place as we go through the selection. We have completed the first phase, which is the planning and design phase. We are currently in phase 2, which is the RFP selection process. When we did the phase 1, one of the things we wanted to make sure was we were capturing information from various groups, both within the sheriffs as well as VHU. Many years ago, when the sheriffs actually went through a EMR process, we had done, there was an audit conducted on that process, and there was a lot of feedback provided by the audit committee, which we incorporated in this process. And so just wanted you to be aware of the fact that as we went through this process with both sheriffs and DHA, we made sure that all the different entities, different groups, the nurses, the MDs, the ancillary staff, various groups were included into this mix. We also did a requirement as well as a process flow, which gave you a flavor as to how the business was run. We generated an RFP and we submitted an RFP on January 7th to about 8 vendors. All these vendors were probably leading EMR vendors, and some of them are certified vendors in mental and behavioral health. And some of them have experience doing work for similar type of institutions to what we have, for mental health hospital, inpatient, outpatient, as well as community-based programs in VHD, as well as work with correction facilities for other states and local government. We also put an ad in the newspaper as the Daily Reporter and received a lot of, I think about that. We put ad in the Daily Reporter and also on the procurement site, the RFP, and through which we received a lot of vendor responses. So at this stage, we are in phase 2, where we are waiting to receive the RFPs from these different vendors, and then we start evaluation and move into phase 3 of implementation.
Any questions, comments, concerns? I believe. Well, Supervisor Bryant.
I was just going to move that we receive and place on file.
Supervisor Robert moves to receive and place on file this item of this report. Then, Supervisors Sanfilippo, New Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I first joined the board, one of the first things we had discussed dealt with medical records in the Sheriff's Department, and it seemed like when they had done this prior, they used a firm, that really wasn't suited to do the job, and we ended up spending a whole lot of money in getting a botched up system that didn't work. So is your firm going to be actively involved in ensuring that we actually pick a vendor this time that really can deliver what we need? And is there a qualification process either before they put in the RFP to begin with, or once it's put in, do they have to meet certain standards, and who's going to determine that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we're being, I was actually part of that audit when we did follow the shows. So I'm very intimately involved, aware of what gaps we found. Actually, the gap we found was on the selection and the involvement of Sheriff personnel in the process. So that's where the gap was. The selection process was a little rushed, and not many people were involved in the decision-making process. What we did this go-around is we have made sure we got the input of the nursing staff, the medical staff, as well as everybody else from the correction facility. They are extremely intimately involved in our process in terms of evaluating what the requirements were, what the process rules were. Once we received the RFP, the other scoring mechanism already articulated in the RFP. There were five categories that we'd be evaluating these vendors with. And so we actually go through two levels of evaluation. The first level of evaluation would be we receive the RFPs, and then we would score the RFPs based on who scored the highest. That scoring will be done by the individual departments, not by the facilitator process, but it will be done by the individual departments. It will be done by the Sheriff's Department for their needs, and it will be done by DHT for their needs. And after we go through the process, we'll be selecting top 2, 3, 4, something to that effect. I don't know at this point how many we'll be selecting. But we're selecting a group that we feel makes the most sense for both those environments. We would then go through a vendor demonstration process, and we will be providing the vendors process flows of our business and having them show through the process in their system. So we would have a little bit more hands-on experience, so to speak, in terms of how they would be doing our business in their environment, relatively short period of time. So we'll be able to judge them a little differently. If I were to map this to the previous process did not get involvement with either the nurses or the medical staff in terms of during the selection process. The requirements are very nicely done, but the process that was followed was not effective. The solution did not meet the sheriff's needs. They have done a great job in terms of integrating it to their needs, but there's a significant amount of gaps in the previous solution.
And so what you're saying primarily is was the people making the decision on what program to recommend or what vendor to recommend last time were the wrong people or some of the wrong people. And that process is going to be changed this time, I hope, because we certainly don't want to go through this exercise again. And then 2 years from now, I'll be talking about it, that it's still not working. So.
We are hoping that we learn from our mistakes
And are people from our IMSD department involved in this as well?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we are IMSD is integrated into this process. We have an IMSD services manager from Sheriff's, an IMSD services manager from DHT involved in my team. So they are every single, we have weekly meetings with them. They're completely appraised of what we're doing. They're part of the process, some of the gathering process. Ms. Canella, who's the CIO, is in all decision-making process, even before we present any information to the individual departments. So we're very, very involved collectively as a team.
Okay. So the recommendation then that eventually will come to this committee is going to be looked at by the actual nurses and the people who have to use the program, as well as IMSD, and I'm assuming top, Sheriff's Department management, and in the same process in BHD, the nurses, the doctors, the people using it, as well. Because I think that's important. You know, if we can't just send them something that, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work. And I think that's what happened last time in the Sheriff's Department. So, all right, thank you, Mr.
Supervisor.
I'm just wondering if we could have an estimate of how soon we're going to be doing the RFP. How quickly are we going to be doing
it? The RFP went out on January 7th.
You've already sent the RFP out.
The RFP is already out. We put this report out, the RFP was not out. The RFP is expected back on February 11th. We are hoping we'll make a decision. We are hoping we'll make a decision by vendor demonstration sometime in the March timeframe. We'll start the implementation sometime in the April timeframe. The timelines are pretty aggressive. There is a significant amount of value in getting a system out this year because we can recognize some of the savings. So we're trying to push through an aggressive schedule. So even if we can get a base system in, that's what we're looking for.
So I assume you're going to be coming before the board again then when you have the, after you've done the RFP, you'll come before us to get a contract.
We'll be coming, once we have a vendor selected, we'll be coming to you to get your board approval to move forward with that. So certainly that is a stage we would do it. If there are informational reports you need from us, we'll be making sure there is no reason more than happy about it.
We have a motion to receive and place on file this report. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
DeBruin?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
650. No, this item will be received and placed on file.
Thank you, Mr. Pawlak. If you would fill out one of those cards. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your report. Your information.